In the 3 months since the provincial government ordered the creation of COVID-19 vaccination policies for organizations operating in high-risk settings, various sectors have set deadlines to meet those requirements. While police services were not explicitly named at the time, many frontline law enforcement officers deal directly with the same organizations deemed to be operating in high-risk settings, and their duties include regular contact and unavoidable proximity with not only the communities most vulnerable but the public at large. The North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit recommends all organizations and businesses adopt a COVID-19 workplace vaccination policy, as vaccine policy is an important public health measure to promote the safety of employees and the public. The North Bay Police Service is still in the process of developing an internal vaccination policy, according to Corporate Communications Officer David Woolley, who notes the NBPS continues to require all members to follow proper PPE, sanitation, and physical distancing protocols. No timeline has been provided to have the policy up and running. To ensure fairness and consistency, at this time, we are gathering information about the policies of other police services across Ontario and working with the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police to understand the human resources and legal considerations taken by other police services across our province, Woolley adds. While police services such as NBPS have been seeking guidance from the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police, the OACP, in turn, reached out to the Ministry of the Solicitor General for direction. In response, the ministry has put the onus squarely on the police services themselves. Decisions around the vaccination of police officers are operational human resources matters for local police services boards, which oversee police services, advises Brent Ross, a spokesperson for the Ministry of the Solicitor General. See related. Mandating vaccinations in the workplace will likely require specific proof that vaccines are required for safety. We continue to strongly encourage all personnel to be vaccinated unless they have a valid medical reason to not be fully vaccinated, states the OACP. Our Human Resources Committee has and continues to assist police services by sharing information on the human resources and legal considerations that each service should consider in their policies. In August, Ontario moved to make mandatory the development of vaccination policies in high-risk settings such as post-secondary institutions, licensed retirement homes, women's shelters, congregate group homes and day programs for adults with developmental disabilities, children's treatment centers and other services for children with special needs, and licensed children's residential settings. The Chief Medical Officer of Health also issued a directive mandating hospitals and home and community care service providers to have a COVID-19 vaccination policy for employees, staff, contractors, students and volunteers, and for ambulance services to have a COVID-19 vaccination policy for paramedics. The North Bay Regional Health Center and the City of North Bay have subsequently developed and implemented vaccination policies. The members of the NBPS do not fall under the city's policy. Although the police service is funded by the city, its members are considered to be directly employed by the NBPS itself. See. As hoped, fewer recent hospital firings over vaccination policy and municipally mandated employee vaccination policy takes effect. NBPS Chief Scott Todd tells Bay Today, "We have not issued our formal vaccination policy for our employees of the North Bay Police Service. We are aware of the city's policies and we are looking at a number of other police services that are shortly about to release their policy to make sure that whatever we ask of our employees is consistent across the policing industry in Ontario." Todd expects the North Bay Police Association will have its say about the policy, but the NBPA would not comment on the matter as there is no policy in place on which to do so. The union has opposed the Toronto Police Service's requirement that all its members are fully vaccinated. The TPS policy applies to both uniformed and civilian members, and the deadline to provide proof of vaccination status was September 13. And, the Canadian press reports, the RCMP office's union will support the decisions of its members after a federal order for Mounties to be vaccinated. Whatever policy we do bring into place affects our employees, and having the association working with North Bay Police Service, myself, and the deputy in adopting a policy that people will follow and agree to is very important, so we are very cognizant of what other industries, healthcare industries and other corporations around Ontario are doing, Todd says. We do have and hope that we can move forward with other police services in having a similar policy that is accepted by policing in general across Ontario. As a comparison, all OPP personnel, as members of the Ontario Public Service, must provide proof of full vaccination, have a medical reason for not being vaccinated or complete a COVID-19 vaccination educational session and undergo subsequent regular COVID-19 testing. With files from Chris Dawson.